All right, special edition of Soccer Matters. We call this outside the box, but something that's very dear to all of our hearts. Before we get into our guests, we want to remind you, Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic is this Sunday, March 17th. You sign up at thedriven.net. It's out at Dias Park. It's only $50. You get a t-shirt from Capelli Sport, and all the proceeds go to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. So we're excited about that. Again, to sign up, thedriven.net. Guest is Ethan Hughes. Ethan Hughes was diagnosed with leukemia at age 16, 9 months of intense chemo, 2 years of maintenance chemo, all kinds of complications, stroke, seizure, paralysis. Imagine this as a 16-year-old. He credits his faith and perseverance. He's now 22. He's newly married to his beautiful wife, Kylie, and he's a highly... Well, he's an amateur motocross competitor and got to the national championships. So this is an incredibly well-rounded young man. Ethan joins us now. Ethan, thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you. It's always a privilege to talk to you, and it's amazing being on the show.
Well, I know your passion for motocross, but take me back to 16 years of age. You get diagnosed. I can only wonder what's going through a young man's mind, a teenager.
Yeah. And so I think I'm going to start with the diagnosis process was just such a long process of just trying to figure out what I had. It was probably 3 months there before I officially knew that I had leukemia. And I mean, that was a revolving door of going through doctor's offices, just trying to, I was misdiagnosed by a ton of different doctors. Some people were like, oh, just keep on taking Tylenol, the pain will go away. And then sometimes they're like, no, maybe it's like tennis elbow. Cause essentially I was having bone pain, a lot of bone pain, because that is where because leukemia is a blood cancer. And so it's produced in where the blood marrow is, where the blood is produced. So I was just having a ton of bone pain and I had zero energy. I couldn't even get out of bed. And that's just not me. I'm always a go-getter. And I knew something was just more wrong than what these doctors were telling me. I was actually misdiagnosed with bone cancer initially. They gave me 5 years to live. That changes your perspective on a lot of different things. And then we finally did the full biopsy on my bone, and they actually found out, hey, you have leukemia, which at the moment we were a little excited because it was definitely better than the outlook of bone cancer. But at the same point, we're like, all right, we have this long, around 3.5 year journey that we're just going to have to just persevere and fight through. And it was tough because I was 16. I was at the peak of my athleticism. I was racing motocross. I was enjoying life. And then bam, here it is. And what was I supposed to do? I only did one day at my high school for junior year. And then it's like, everything's been wiped out. And I was like, you know what? I can make two decisions here. Either I can, you know, put my head down and focus and be like, all right, this is not going to change my attitude. Or I could just kind of give up and be like, well, this was a good run. I chose the first option. And I think that really fared well, because I think mentally having a strong, you know, mental capacity and then being like, okay, this is going to be conquered, we can do this, I think that just helps your overall body and how you do. And my faith with the Lord has just helped me so much with that too, just constantly praying and just relying on Him and just knowing that Jesus loves has me too. So yeah, it was absolutely crazy time, and I'm glad that the conquering has been done.
Ethan Hughes joining us. He's 22 years of age, just got married, was diagnosed with leukemia at age 16. Ethan, obviously your faith plays a big part in this. How about the support system of family and all when going through this? I mean, what does that mean to you? Because, you know, there's a lot of lonely moments there. It's you and your thoughts, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how much I've been confined to a small hospital bed for most of my teenage years. And with that, my parents have literally been by my side. I have had amazing nurses that I've still kept up with to this day. Yeah, no, it's, if you don't have that amazing support staff, it's definitely a tougher battle. It's definitely one that could still be won. But I mean, it made my job easier because I didn't have to worry about a lot of the other stuff on how am I going to get my meal? How am I going to do this? No. My parents were like, we got this. Make sure you focus on fighting the battle, and we'll get all the other stuff done so that then you can have an ease of mind, so that then you can just focus on staying healthy and battling this. So yeah, no, a support staff is is almost everything, really. I mean, without my parents, I don't know if I would be as far off as I was, and meeting with doctors, and especially Dr. Flores is an amazing character, and just being with him and honestly just being cheered up honestly helped my health almost as much as the chemo killing the cancer. I mean, just being there and having fun. We would do magic tricks with me and Dr. Flores, and just, and that's help. Help is having fun with me, because what am I gonna do? I don't have the energy to get out of bed. I can just only watch TV for so long. And so doing like magic tricks or little board games with the nurses, or I would have friends and family come visit me, and it's just that just means the absolute world.
He's Ethan Hughes, cancer survivor, diagnosed with leukemia at age 16. Your passion is motocross.
Yes, it is.
Was that maybe a goal that you put out in front of you while you were going through the chemo and all of this trauma and this up and down? Because one day it's positive news, the next day it might go the other direction a little bit.
Yeah, and to fill you in more on right before, about 2 months before I got diagnosed, I actually was one spot out of qualifying for the national championship, and I was pretty distraught. And then a couple months later, I'm diagnosed, and I'm like, that dream's done. I will never qualify. I don't know what's gonna happen. And then I really didn't think about motocross much in the first 9 months, because that was intense treatment. I was just focusing. I remember the last bit of those 9 months, I was just like, I hope I wake up the next day. I mean, it was tough. But then we start getting to the maintenance, and that's still, it's still a tough battle, but it's definitely one where you're slowly regaining your strength. And so I would go to Texas Children's on a monthly basis to receive chemo in those times after the 9 months. So the first 9 months is, to break it down, is weekly treatments. And sometimes I'll be in the hospital 4 weeks at a time. Sometimes I would just go once a week. It just depended on what the plan was at during those times. And then after those 9 months, I had about 2 years of just going once a month where I would receive chemo. I would still take daily oral chemo pills, weren't as strong, but then I would go in for the potent stuff. During those 2 years of maintenance, I definitely started to slowly regain strength. And the thought of riding again definitely kind of peeked through. And it's like, okay, well, and I'd almost kind of shut it out a little bit, because I was like, okay, I don't know how realistic it is. I don't want to get my hopes up high. And then I started riding my bicycle around, and I was like, okay, I can ride my bike. I have enough strength to ride my bicycle. And it's like, well, how far can I go on the bicycle? All right, we did 1 mile today. Let's do 2 miles tomorrow. Let's do 3 miles. Now I'm doing a 10-mile bike ride. Okay. All right. Well, if I can do this, then how much harder could it be to race motocross again? And so then just that mindset of, okay, not to do the full battle in one day, but let's see what the next milestone is gonna be. And then actually during the last bit of maintenance, I was talking to one of my doctors, and they were like, hey, is racing something you want to do again? I was like, yes, I didn't know this was an option. They're like, okay, we're gonna get rid of your port. And so they got surgery to take out my port. So essentially I had a port right here on my left side of my chest, that's where they would inject the chemo in, because you can only do IV so many times. And so they got rid of that, and they're like, all right, if you have enough strength, you're able to go. We're letting you loose. And so at that point, I mean, I just set sail, and I was like, okay, before I got, diagnosed with leukemia, my goal is to make the amateur motocross championship, and that's not going to change. And I'm going to still fight. Now, I did try 1 year and didn't make it that year, but then the next following year, I was like, okay, we're going to do it. And I was able to qualify and race in that race. And it was just a surreal moment after everything I've been through, and to go through the fights, being on the hospital bed, almost just like it's this distant dream. And then now to captivate it was just unreal and amazing.
And that was 2022, so that was pretty
Yes.
recent.
Yes, it was.
Incredible story, and your perseverance and everything is just pretty remarkable, Ethan. I've noticed in all my years visiting cancer patients, there seems to be an accelerated maturity and a very different outlook. A lot of times they seem far more mature, obviously, because I assume what they're going through, but can you add anything to that observation that I've had?
Yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting thought. I think you honestly have to mature quicker because you know that your life circumstances are just a little more serious. You don't lose that joy in a sense of that, like when I was 16, I still had that, teenager joy, but also at the same time, it's like, well, this is still a serious matter. And sometimes that'll just, accelerate that process of, okay, I understand that this can turn south. I still think that things are going to end in the high, but you also have that sense of, okay, how can I make the most of right now? Because then, I mean, when I was first misdiagnosed as having bone cancer, I mean, understanding that 5 years is probably in likely outhood, I mean, that just changes your perspective. And I'm sure for a lot of these kids and me included, it's like, all right, what is it makes to tomorrow a lot more important. Because if you make tomorrow, then you have to make the most of it. And I think with that different mindset, I'm sure plays a part.
Ethan, this may be a sensitive question, but I think I want to ask it because I feel comfortable asking it. And I also think that this is a good one for people to hear your response to. So let me just put this at you. Is the thought of cancer totally extracted from your mind now?
It creeps up here and there. I definitely have, I have faith that it won't happen again, but I definitely remember in the middle of the intense treatment, I remember going to my mom being like, if this happens again, I don't know if I could go through it again. Like I fought this hard. Now looking back, it would be devastating. It really would, but I don't think I would lose any of my mentality. And it creeps in. It does. And I have a special case. So ALL leukemia is a very common subgroup of leukemia, but I have hyplodiploid, which means that the chromosomes of that leukemia is off by a couple numbers, which means that I am a little higher risk. So in that point, it definitely it creeps in. It does. I wouldn't say it's not fully not, but definitely more of if I have kind of a bone ache in the morning, it's like, all right, am I good? And then, but also too, I'm still going back to Texas Children's and getting scanned every 3 to 6 months. So still that reassures, but I think I just have such an amazing sports staff and just the care that I have. And honestly, we know how to fight it and how to treat it. And so I think if it did come back again, I think we would be ready to fight. I would know what my expectations were and I know exactly what it is. And yes, it would be extremely, extremely tough, but I think I would just have to trust in God that that's his plan. And we're just going to have to fight it again. But hopefully that is totally behind us. And I would say that my mindset is definitely that is behind us and we have conquered that. But again, too, with life throws you obstacles and that might be the obstacle thrown at me, or there might be something else. I don't know. But nonetheless, my mentality doesn't change.
Ethan Hughes joining us. By the way, Ethan has spoken at these Kick Cancer soccer clinics. He's an amazing speaker, as we're learning here in this interview, obviously, but very eloquent speaker, a tremendous wordsmith. But his story is amazing, and the way he's presenting it is amazing. Times are pretty good. You've been married 2 months now to Kylie, so tell me what married life is like.
Married life is amazing. It's just, I mean, I was just a crying little husband on the while she was walking down the aisle, and it's just been just an amazing journey, just knowing her for this long, and she's known me from the maintenance phase and kind of knew me as, okay, this is this kid who he had cancer, and then coming from that, and then, oh well, he kind of has a nice personality, I kind of like him, and then now here we are. It's been an amazing journey, and it's just honestly, just I'm with my best friend. I mean, she is genuinely just my best friend. And I think it was really emotional for my family just seeing that I was able to have a wedding, because that was an idea on, well, is he gonna, it like for my parents' sake and for my siblings' sake, is like, are we gonna see my son? Are we gonna see my brother actually have the chance to live out his life? And that's what I'm doing. I'm just living. I mean, ever since I've been chemo free, it's just been, all right, head charge. Let's take life with the taking life down by the horns, and just trying to conquer everything and love life. And yeah, I mean, The wedding was spectacular. The honeymoon was amazing. We went to Puerto Rico. Shout out to Dr. Flores. But yeah, it was absolutely spent like amazing. And just having her with me is someone that is just I love living life with her, honestly.
Well, Ethan, this has been spectacular, and I know a lot of people are going to really take this to heart, this interview. Thank you very much for doing it. We appreciate it. As always, incredible young man. More success for you is on the horizon. We all know that. So thanks for joining me.
Yes, of course. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk.
All right, that's Ethan Hughes, cancer survivor. There's a lot in there. Wonderful. So we remind you that Sunday, Kick Cancer takes place at Dyess Park. It's been endorsed by United Soccer Clubs, which is one of the leagues in and around Texas. You go to thedriven.net, thedriven.net, $50, that's all it is, t-shirt. You can donate also. If you go there, remember you're going to get the t-shirt presented by Capelli, and it's going to be a great soccer clinic on Sunday, March 17th. All right, so that does it. What an interview there with Ethan Hughes. Thanks for joining us.